Hey, creators, and welcome to the Money and Triple X, the podcast for creators by creators. We are brought to you by Minx Digital. You can come to us for your content creator needs and marketing services. You can find us at minxdigital.com, M-I-N-X-X-X-Digital.com. I'm your host, Stella Sky, and today I am joined with Leah from XBiz. Hi, Leah. Thank you for making the time to meet with me today.
Hi, Stella. Of course. I'm excited to be on here. Thank you for inviting me.
So, Leah, could you please introduce yourself and your background and maybe a little bit of your journey and what led you to working with XBiz?
I am the business marketing director for advertising on the digital side, so our portion of the market segment. I came into the business kind of a fluke. I have always been in advertising and marketing. I'm from Kailua Kona, Hawaii, and I was the advertising marketing director for the news there. And I had to make my way back to California because I have an older daughter that needed to have some medical attention from the Los Angeles Children's Medical Hospital. And I came across a job opening and just kind of applied, not really realizing what I'm applying for, to be honest. And then I got a call from Alec letting me know to, you know, just take a look at xbiz.com if I'm so interested in jumping on a phone telephone interview to just ping him. So I looked it up and I was like, what did I apply for? What is this?
And so, you didn't know.
I had no idea. And so I was talking to a couple of friends beforehand and, you know, and I was like, you know, let me talk to them, see what it's about, advertising and marketing. That's my jam. I love it. So I got on a call with Alec and we just hit it off. Like we really, you know, learning about the community, learning how everybody is so open and, you know, and your clients really become friends and the community is very close. That really excited me. And I was like, yeah, I could do this. So then I jumped over from Kona to LA and I've been here with XBiz ever since.
Wow. And so for those of our listeners that might not be familiar, what exactly is XBiz and what role is it playing in the adult industry?
So XBiz, we are the news for the adult industry. So no matter whether you're from the European side, from North America, from US, Latin America, Asia, all of the news filters through xbiz.com. So we are kind of the resource to let all the other in segments know what's kind of going on within our industry. In addition to it, we also host conferences. We host one in Los Angeles in January, and it really is an opportunity to bring together all of the brands and the execs and the creators together to do business with one another. We are in Los Angeles. That is our home base. So it's kind of our opportunity to really allow people to come to where we're from. And it's a great meeting place for one another. We also have our X3 Expo. That is our fan expo. It is fairly new and it's been super successful. And it's an opportunity for brands to have booths and they can have kind of their talent that utilizes their platforms, meet and greet their fans. And then we also provide individual X3 creator tables that for talent that may not be signing with brands, but then they get to invite their own fans to come out and meet and greet them as well. We also have the biggest awards in Los Angeles, and that's kind of our granddaddy Super Bowl awards. That's where all of the market segments are competing against each other. So whether you're U.S. talent or European talent or European company and a U.S. company, we all kind of, they're all competing against one another for that award. So it's very exciting. After that, we have our Miami show, which is what we're working on now and is coming up. And that's like, I have to tell you, that is kind of a sweet spot. That's my favorite show. Don't tell Alec I said that, but it is really my favorite show because it truly is community. That is a show that we really created for creators. This is the show of the year during the summer. We take over the Sagamore Hotel, so the creators don't have to worry about fans. And it's an opportunity for creators to meet other creators to kind of do peer-to-peer mentoring, peer-to-peer collabs, opportunities for creators to learn about other creators' success stories and kind of learn from them. In addition to that, platforms and other companies are out that want to meet creators and partner and do business with them. So we call it like business to talent. And then in addition to that, there's that business to business aspect too.
Yeah. I went to Expos LA for my first time. That was amazing. I absolutely loved it. Cause like you said, you don't have to worry about fans and necessarily putting on your whole, outfits and makeup. You get to really just be a person with your other creators. And it really does help create that community a lot closer than I've experienced at when you have fans around, you do have to be on stage, so to speak. So it's a chance for all of us to be backstage together. And I do love that opportunity. And I'm very excited for Expos Miami.
Yeah, Expos Miami, you're going to love Stella. Like Expos Miami really is that summer playground. So it really does bring every creator together. It's funny because we've only had it for a few years now. And some of the original creators that came to our very first creator show still come every year. And what they found was really building those relationships and finally get to meeting other creators that they've had maybe digital relationships and being able to meet them in person is priceless.
Yeah. It's totally different. You get to bond in a completely different way. And maybe you get to roommate with somebody that you have become friends with online. And that's also fun. I got to do that at Expos LA. And that was a great time. I mean, I call it like summer camp.
It really is like summer camp. I always say it's summer camp for for our industry. And, we have great networking opportunities. I really have to thank all of our sponsors. Our sponsors are really what help us put this together. If it wasn't for them to really support the creator community and want to be a part and open it up for opportunities for creators to do business with one another and business with different companies within our industry. And so the support from the community is huge. You will see when you come to Miami, it is like brand wonderland. And that to me, I love because it just shows that all of the companies within our industry really support the creators and the success of the creators. So
and
I hope when
that's
you
so
come
important.
And other creators come, they'll feel that love from the community.
That's what we're hoping to spread the word so more people will come. And so can you elaborate a little bit on what type of unique opportunities creators and new creators and experienced creators that they might be able to find at Expos?
Yeah. No, we design the schedule to have opportunities for networking, have opportunities for casual relationship building, as well as learning. So when you're coming to Expos for the first time, there's great opportunity. We have speed networking on both days of the show, the mornings. That really gives you an opportunity. It's kind of like speed dating. So
yeah.
You got about one, do you remember in LA, you've got like 1 to 2 minutes to kind of meet the person in front of you, tell them who you are, why you're attending Expos, whether that's to brand yourself, meet other talent, or to find out other business opportunities from the companies. That being said, once you figure that out, you can then set your meetings afterwards, or even just meet friends. You get an opportunity to really connect with someone. So speed networking is by far one of the most, in my eyes, the important thing to do, especially for new creators coming out and, creators that come every year. Businesses are always coming in. Opportunities are always coming in to the shows. Every show, this show in particular, we've got tons of new companies coming out, tons of new software companies coming out that really are trying to make creators' lives easier. So speed networking is by far one of the must-dos. In addition to that, we have the seminars where you can really learn from different creators. So on topics of marketing, on topics of kind of the trends. So you can attend the different seminars as a creator, listening to other creators and trying to learn, you know, tips and tricks of the trade. Then we have the pool parties, and we have the night event, and we have, you know, the neon parties, and we have the white parties. So the parties in itself are always very fun. And but it really does give you that opportunity to kind of unwind. So say, for example, Stella, you met a company or a creator at Speed Networking, and the day just kind of went by. And then when we go to the white party, you may see them. And then you're like, hey, I met you today. And it really does give you that casual opportunity to continue those conversations and build those relationships. So we try to think of every opportunity for our attendees to have a successful show.
Yeah. And I think what's so great is it gives all these creators an opportunity to meet with admin and executives of these companies that we work for. And I think that builds a lot of trust. And also, you know, like you said, like showing who's there to support you. They really are there to listen and hear and support you. And that was really reassuring, honestly, as a creator to know that, hey, I actually have a contact now within this company that I'm working on this platform. So if I'm having issues or something like that, I actually have a real person I'm able to talk to and reach out to now.
Oh, you know what? You're exactly right. That is so true. And, you know, I obviously talk to the execs on a regular basis. Obviously, a lot of them are my clients. And when it comes to the Miami show, you're exactly right, Stella. They are like, Leah, don't book my schedule. You know, I really want to be on the show floor with the creators. This is finally their opportunity to have that face-to-face conversations with those creators that are on their platforms. So you're exactly right. Miami is where the execs really want to be on that floor face to face with the different creators to learn what is it that, you know, you want? What is it in ways we can help you? What ways can we give you support? And to really just meet one another. You know, there's a lot of creators that are on these platforms, and this is their opportunity to meet the faces behind the platform. So you are exactly right, Stella.
Yeah, it's very reassuring. So navigating into the adult industry can seem very daunting for someone who is, you know, on the outside looking in and wanting to get started. So what are some first steps that you might recommend to a newcomer?
I think for newcomers really coming in, and I know shows are very intimidating. Like I know personally, you know, when I came over to XBiz, you know, my first show was, I think, a little months after I just started. And I didn't know one person, you know. And so I know what it's like to be intimidated by all of these folks that are at these shows. And they all know each other. And you're kind of like, you know, nobody knows me.
I'm the new kid.
But I want to know you. Yeah. So you're the new kid on the block. So I really kind of, we want to make sure that they feel comfortable. So that's why there's opportunities to really have those speed networkings and wanting them to be able to come to the show and learn and partner up with one another. So we're always accessible. I strongly believe, especially for newcomers, is when you're coming to the show, go to Speed Networking, go to the model lounge. We have a model lounge where you can pick up some snacks and some drinks and stay hydrated, meet other models, go and have these conversations. But what I always want them to do is know that they feel welcome. You know, other creators I see, they will always walk up to the creator and say, hi, I've never met you. You know, what do you know?
Yeah.
And that's how they have no problem, especially those that are very familiar with our show. They are so good at making sure that others feel welcomed and kind of walking them through the process. So, you know, the support from the community, and I'm always at the shows. I always tell folks, if you see me, stop me. If there's an opportunity where you're like, hey, Leah, stop me. I will help you through the show. I will guide you. I will tell you what you should do. And you'll feel like a pro. So in terms of the shows, I think it's really just put yourself out there and learn other people. If you're coming into our industry for the first time and are not familiar with the platforms or how to navigate through them, I highly suggest jumping on to xbiz.net. xbiz.net is our LinkedIn, right, of adults.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to jump onto xbiz.net, we have a private closed creator talent forum. And then just going in there, introducing yourself. I see that happen a lot. And that really does give you an opportunity to meet other folks before the shows or to ask those business questions. So Stella, if you're on xbiz.net, you know, and someone comes on and says, hey, I'm just coming into the industry. That's what Minx does. Minx is your company that you have is there to help navigate those talents. So being able to have those resources and relationships behind digitally before you go to the show and face to face, I think is highly resourceful for newcomers, is to get on
XBiz. Yeah. And that safe space, because there are spaces like Twitter where creators interact, but it's not a quote unquote safe space because it is open to the public. And you maybe don't want to, that's, you know, something I don't advise for creators is to necessarily be airing their business woes on places like that, public forums like that. That's much better suited to talk business, to talk shop on those more closed circuits where it's just other creators, because it is not necessarily affecting your brand in the same way. You should really be considering those other social media sites as more part of your brand and your brand representation. And there are places you offer those spaces where creators can truly get things off their chest or have questions answered that maybe it's not something that we want fans to be privy to, that we're trying to navigate a certain scenario.
No, for sure. And I think xbiz.net, everyone that is approved has to be vetted. So you're right. It does create that safe space. And everyone that is asking for approval to come into the creator forum has to be vetted as a creator. So not just their social media handles, but if there is in question whether they're a creator or not, we go straight to the platform and make sure that they are approved, that they are a creator on certain platforms. So we do our due diligence to assure that those that are on the creator forum are truly creators. And that way there is that safe space. So you're exactly right. You know, being able to connect with these folks one-on-one, even though it is a digital space, it is a safe space. So by the time you get to Miami or to the LA show or to our Amsterdam show, you're like, Stella, I know you because we chatted on xbiz.net and now I have a friend in person. So,
yep. It really helps. And I think that's important for longevity in the industry, is having those connections, not feeling isolated. Yeah. So, you know, what are some common pitfalls that you see creators falling into, and, you know, how can they avoid them? You know, similar to, I believe it's a common pitfall to be airing, you know, too many grievances or personal information on social media. Is there anything that you would consider a common pitfall that you see fairly often?
You know, honestly, that's a hard question. You know, in terms of any pitfalls, the only thing that I would say in for creators is, you know, it's important to show your authenticity. It's important to be genuine. It's important to be transparent. But I think you're right. There are certain things that may harm your brand when you're not doing it in a safe space, because as we know, people have their own opinions. They have their own, you know, perceptions. They interpret things in a different way. And so when you're putting it out there necessarily to the public, you're taking that risk of just that. And you never want to put your brand out there that's going to show harm to it. But I also on the flip side of that, I know there's some frustration. I know there's, you know, this is that opportunity to release that frustration. But what I would highly recommend is, just like you said, you know, it's building that community. It's finding those creators that you can have these conversations with one-on-one in a safe space and get some guidance. You know, whatever you're going through, don't feel like you're going through it alone. There's so many other, right, even organizations. You've got Pineapple Support. You have the Couple of Girls for resources. You can always call me. I'm always available. You know, you can call Stella. There's opportunity where reach out to your people, reach out to their community industry. And because we're all in the same boat in certain ways. That's why our community is so
cool. Yeah, absolutely. And so when it comes to that, you know, representing your brand, I think a good way to think of it is as if, you know, your brand is like a McDonald's, right? And you go to work and you're putting on your brand's outfit. And when you're doing that, you are representing your brand, your company, mm-hmm, in a way. So that thinking of it as a business, and you are still your individual self, mm-hmm, working at that business. Just know that you're wearing that uniform. So the connection will be made. Whatever you're doing in that uniform, it will be, that connection will be made with the brand. So as long as you're intentional with that, and that's a conscious decision that you're like, yes, that is the messaging I want behind my brand, go for it. But do put on that mental hat before you go to work.
No, I agree. And it's funny you say that. You mean you can't see me, but I am wearing the X-Biz hoodie. I did put on my uniform.
You put on your uniform.
So it really is. Yeah. True. It's, you know, you can show your authenticity. I am who I am at home or at work. You know, unfortunately, I've always been the type of person, I don't know how to be any other way. But at the same time, I also have boundaries. There are certain things that I won't do because it may be a bad reflection on X-Biz or just a bad reflection, mm-hmm, on me as a person. You know, even though as we are execs, you still are your own brand. You still are who you represent. If you want to do business within the industry, you want to think about, is that going to be a reflection where it may harm that business opportunity? Because people may perceive you in a different way than you intended. So you're always going to have to, like you said, put that hat on and kind of think before you move, right? It's kind of that basic, mm-hmm, concept that we've learned from our parents is think before you do something, you know? Mm-hmm. And if you can stay that way, I think that you'll always be blessed. So, yep, I agree with
you. It is a practice. It gets easier with practice. It takes practice just like anything else.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of new trends the last year and a half, I would say. Like AI has been coming at every industry, really. And this industry is not excluded from that. So from anywhere from like AI models, which are completely unique fantasy models, to AI models that are replications of creators, to using AI for caption creating, for chatting services, there is so many different potential applications of this. You know, what trends do you see shaping the future of the adult industry right now, and how should creators adapt to stay ahead?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, technology is going to evolve. And I think new technology is kind of scary for some, you know, as it's being presented. But I think, you know, as we learn more about AI and we learn more about the convenience and ways that it can really help you as a person or brand, you know, you got to kind of take it for a grain of salt, and whether it's going to help you, you take advantage of it, you use mm-hmm. it, you know? And so it really is learning more about it and finding ways that it can help us, you know? But I think that's a technology trend, and we will always have technology trends. I mean, that is just, you know, especially within the adult industry, we kind of run the, we're trailblazers of technology. So those, right? So AI is
apparently, I was talking with someone yesterday, actually, and they were saying, did you know that actually online credit card transactions are because of the porn industry?
Yeah.
That it was, that's the whole reason anybody can buy anything online with a credit card is because of porn.
And, you know, and the influencers on the mainstream, hello. The creators and were the originals of what you call an influencer. You know, you folks are the mm-hmm. ones that had to build your traffic. You're the ones that have that loyalty, you know? And so now you see these, you know, mainstream, which really frustrates me, because you see these mainstream influencers and they're like, yeah, we're the beginning of the, you know, we're the trailblazers of this gen. And no, you're not. You know, this has been happening right. within our industry for years. How do you think creators are so successful? And I just wish, you know,
right.
our creators got these brand deals that these guys are getting. And I'm just like, this is so not fair. But, you know, in terms of trends, what I am seeing and I am very happy about is that I see independent creators kind of creating their own businesses, like you, you know, with Meeks. You guys are creating your own businesses. Ricky's Room is, Ricky Johnson's creating his own platforms. You've got Sophie D with Gig Social. I'm seeing all of these different creators are coming into the exec side and the business owner side, and they're adding value to our industry to grow, but to also, you know, for themselves. And so they have another new revenue source, and they're doing it in a way that it brings more business to the industry. It brings more business to different creators. It brings more revenue to other creators. And so I am all for it. I am, you know, one of the biggest cheerleaders for creators, as you know. So when I see other creators, you've got, you know, Sexwork CEO, you've got Melrose, you know, you've mm-hmm. got all these creators that are really stepping into the exec side of it and the business ownership side of it. And I'm here for it. And if there's any way that I can help, I will be right there.
It's really like, you know, you start to go to like the hard business school of hard knocks business school of this, and you learn how to do business and graduate to starting your own business or working higher up within a business. And yeah, it's incredible. Not only that, but yeah, what you mentioned about these creators bringing business to actually enhance the adult industry economy, that I really do think that the adult industry, it really does give back so much of its money into the industry itself. It's not like a lot of other industries where big execs take all the money and hoard it and don't put it back into that industry. This industry does give back to itself very generously, which is admirable. And you provide those opportunities as well for people to do that and give back to their community. It's great.
No, it is, you know, and so, I think it really, and that's why, you know, XBiz, we have always been talent forward, right? So even with our magazine, Alejandro and I, you know, with our creator section of the magazine, we highlight a creator on the cover of that section every month. There's an interview on the creators, and it's about them with support of their platforms. And so I think, you know, our goal at XBiz, and I always say this when I'm meeting new businesses, is that In our magazine, we highlight brands. We highlight execs behind brands, but we also highlight talent equally. And so whether it's our magazine, whether it is our conferences, we all three of those areas are equally highlighted and supported.
Getting my ex-bizzes in the mail so much. I absolutely love them.
Yeah, see, magazine, grab that. Stella, grab that magazine, the one that you just, not the awards one, the other one. Okay.
This one. Okay. Yeah.
See, so you see that? You see the cover.
Right.
I have Alex from Pornhub as an exec. I've got, you know, who else is on there? I can't really see on the top.
We've got Holly Randall, yes. Little Pup, see? And Alexandra
from Kessie. So that's the prime example of us highlighting an exec from ALO. You know, we have Little Puck as a creator, and then we've got Holly Randall that was a creator and owns her own business. So you see, that is what the community is, and that's what XBiz will always do in our magazine and at every show, is making sure that everyone
lighting tips.
Yep. Yep.
So, if you're a creator and you are not getting this magazine, you're making a mistake. You need to get it.
Yes.
It's great. It keeps you up to date. There are tips for creators. Yeah. You can discover platforms that maybe you're a cam girl. You might discover a platform that you haven't heard of before in there. There's so many different things up to date with what's going on legally in the industry, up to date with what's going on with the technology. There was a big, I don't know if it's in that edition, but there was a big AI. You had like a 6-page spread talking about AI.
So if
you're a creator, make sure you are signed up for xbiz.net and getting the magazine because it's such a good resource. And one of a kind. I mean, we don't have those. That is unique to the industry.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm excited to say we have a new product coming out soon. And again, we are always thinking about ways to help talent and creators, also being able to help businesses grow their business. So look out for it. I am super excited about it. It's a different market that we're heading and I'm excited to kind of launch that to the industry. So
can't wait. It'll
be coming out soon.
All right. Will it be unveiled at Miami or after?
Right. It'll be unveiled after Miami, but you'll like it.
All right.
Be super cute.
Well, we'll be entertained during Miami. So it'll help all of us who are going home and feeling sad that it's over. We'll have something to look forward to. Because there is post expo like depression of like, oh, I'm all alone again.
Yeah. You know?
Back in my house.
I see more people. But you know, after Miami we have Amsterdam. And if you haven't been to our Amsterdam show, Stella, you would love it. So Amsterdam is very similar to LA. It has all aspects of the market, but because some creators in Europe for whatever reason are not able to make it out to Miami, whether visa purposes, personal reasons, whatever may have be, they have created our Amsterdam show to be their creator show, which I love. Again, I am here for it.
Nice.
So that gives them the opportunity to meet other creators within Europe, because Europe is so large. So they're coming in from all aspects of Europe. And then it gives them opportunities to learn about other businesses. So you'll even see a lot of my U.S. Creators that attended Miami or L.A., they are now making their way out to Amsterdam to meet the European creators. Companies that are U.S. based are making their way out to Amsterdam.
Very nice.
With a different creator. So if you haven't made it out to Amsterdam yet,
I'm going to look at flights. Flights after this.
You'll love it. We have such cute after parties and events just like we do in Miami. but
any excuse to travel out of the country.
Yes, but very Amsterdam style. So when I say Amsterdam style, I'm sure you can figure it out. What Amsterdam?
A little red light.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah,
very nice. So you just mentioned them very briefly a little bit ago, Pineapple Support and Cupcake Girls. And you know, mental health and physical safety are very hot topics.
Yes.
We, you know, lost a few people this year. And so how does XBiz help address these issues within the industry?
So I can personally tell you, Alec Helmy, who is obviously the owner and publisher of XBiz, sits on the board of FSC, so he is very involved with the organization. He also founded ASCCP as well, and that is another organization that really helps protect the industry and children. Pineapple Support, I assist with Pineapple Support in terms of being a liaison between talent and creators. We are full supports of these different organizations. Actually, the Cupcake Girls, I'm on the board of Cupcake Girls. So on my free time, I am involved with the Cupcake Girls and being able to find ways to help educate folks on who the Cupcake Girls are and the different resources that they provide for the talent and creators. Pineapple Support is great for mental health. So when it comes to our conferences, me and Leah are always on the phone and trying to find creative ways to help Pineapple Support have events and host events. So you'll see at our shows, there will always be a Pineapple Support event. There will always be a Cupcake Girl, whether it's a workshop or event, to give access to the creators to learn more about these organizations and or participate. So if you have any questions about Pineapple Support or the Cupcake Girls, Stella, you can always ask me, or other creators can always reach out to me, and I can point them in the right direction for assistance.
And they are so great at providing spaces and services and tools. They Pineapple Support had an incredible AVN lounge, and they had fentanyl testing strips. They had Narcan all for free available. They had like hot tea and honey and a place to lay down. So not just like the services that they provide online or helping connect you with therapy or support, but also they show up in person to provide very, very tangible support at conferences.
Yeah, no, I know in LA you had to, you took off a little early because you had to head back, but Pineapple Support, they put on a retreat at my show in LA. So, you know, so they had,
sound bath, right?
So they had a day of retreat. And then in Miami, Leah's going to do something super fun, very cute. So get ready for it. If you are an exercise buff, Pineapple.
I am.
See? So they're going to have a themed 80s aerobics every morning. So get your 80s clothes ready. So, yeah.
Thank you for telling me. I will bring my 80s clothes.
It'll be so fun. And then Pineapple Support is also going to do, we called it like sunset mini kind of opportunities to decompress. So they'll have some group therapy on the beach in the evenings.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's going to be an opportunity to just kind of exhale from the show and kind of get that safe space and that support. We are coming up with some fun ideas for the Cupcake Girls. I am working with some organizations that want to help support the Cupcake Girls. So we're in discussion now. So look out for something for that as well. But yeah, there's always resources and education at every one of our shows when it comes to Pineapple Support or the Cupcake Girls. And in my magazine.
I love that.
I also give them space in my magazine at no cost. So everything that these nonprofit organizations do, whether it's at the shows or in our magazine, XBiz provides it for free for them.
That is so great. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, so last but not least, Leah, you know, what is your best piece of advice for anyone who's looking to advance their career in the adult industry?
I think my best piece of advice to advance your career in the adult industry, whether you're a creator or exec, it really is come to the shows, learn about all the different aspects of the industry, and really just meet each other. Because you're going to find that person or that tribe, your vibe. I always say this, your vibe is going to attract that tribe, and business opportunities and creative opportunities will open up just through discussion, just through meeting folks and having these talks. And so my best advice is be open to conversation, be open to meeting other people, and really just put yourself out there, and you know, everything else will happen.
That is great advice. I stand behind that fully. Be a real person. Yeah. Get out there. Ask questions. Meet your community. Attract your tribe. Yeah. You will find that that gets you so much further.
And even for platforms, and, you know, I always tell people, you know, you'll find your home. You'll find your home on a platform. You'll find your home within a business. It really is trying out these different business opportunities that are open for you, and you'll find your home. You know, with XBiz, I found my home. I am very happy. I love my clients. You know, XBiz is great, and there's no better place for me to be able to help businesses grow and help support creators than XBiz.
So for creators who want to go to XBiz, how do they attend?
So if you want to go to the XBiz Miami, you can go to XBiz Miami website. We have our show website. There is a registration process. Like, you know, we do have to vet. We vet everybody that gets a registration code as part of the industry. You can sign up. You just wait for that opportunity to get vetted, and then you'll get a registration code. And for creators, all of our shows are free. There is no Yes, you get no reg charge. Miami is beautiful. We have a great sponsor that sponsors the lounge. They provide snacks and drinks to stay hydrated. The number one advice I can give you at any show, whether, you know, it's Miami, LA, or Amsterdam, the show is a marathon, not a sprint. Stay hydrated and get rest.
Those days fly by like you wouldn't know. It's you get up, you go to your first networking at like 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning. And then you're like, oh my gosh, it's 5 and I have to get ready for the party now. And a whole day has flown by and you've been gabbing all day with other creators. Leah's absolutely correct. It truly is a marathon. Pace yourself, you know, take time to take breaks.
Yes.
Because you want to make it to day 3. Eat, yes. Don't go straight from your last seminar to the party. Yeah. Take a little time to chill out. Because you want to make it all 3 days. and not burn out. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that is all amazing advice. Thank you again for coming on and talking with me today, Leah. I can't wait to go see you in Miami. I am really looking forward to it. Yeah, so
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Make sure you guys are having a workshop.
We are having a workshop.
Tell me about your workshop.
Our workshop is going to be how to make more money without extra work. So essentially, you know, let's clean up those sales funnels. We're going to do a live interaction of where creators are able to narrow down their sales funnel, because a lot of times we're missing out on fans or customers because they simply do not know where to go, or they get decision fatigue along the way. So teaching these marketing tactics to creators and also giving them an opportunity to work on their sales funnels live in the workshop. So hopefully they're able to walk away with an increased traffic through to their website.
Oh, I love that. And I think the live part and the interaction of a workshop is always the best. So if we're talking to creators that haven't signed up for XBiz Miami yet, your workshop is right on point for a reason to come to XBiz Miami. So thank you for having that
workshop. A great first step.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. Of course.
I will see you next month, three and a half weeks or so.
Oh my God.
Maybe a little less than that. And then I'm even, oh my gosh, I'm glad there's going to be workouts because I'm actually going to be running a race that Sunday after. No. So I was like, how am I going to work out? But you got me covered now.
Oh my God. So wait, you're running a race. Are you running a 5K? What are you running?
It is actually, in totality, it's a 10K.
Okay.
But it's almost like a CrossFit challenge. So there's like sled pushes and farmer carries. It's going to be very intense, but I can't miss out on either. So yeah, I'll be doing XBiz Miami, flying back to Vegas, then flying to LA.
I didn't know that you were CrossFit. My son in Hawaii, CrossFit is huge in Hawaii, you know, and I you know, my good friends were the ones that brought CrossFit to Hawaii. So I am very familiar with CrossFit. Good for you, Stella. I'm so happy for you. That's
awesome.
You know, actually, you want to look into StreamMate. Vanessa is hosting morning runs too. So if you need to run.
That's exactly what I need.
Okay.
Beautiful. I do need to run.
Okay. So I just saw Vanessa just sent me a link that she's hosting morning runs in Miami. So I will send you that link and you can sign up with Vanessa.
See? That's the creator
Magic
support I need that week.
Just with conversation. Doors open.
Yep. So yeah, let that be a lesson if you're listening and you haven't been to an XBiz. Just like that, you make those connections, you're able to get the support you need. You can't miss out on this opportunity. Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Leah, and I will see you in a few weeks.
I will see you, Hannah. I can't wait to give you a big hug. You take care, okay? I'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will catch you next time on the Money in XXX.